Here's your guide to 2019 upcoming award shows. It's officially a new year, which means it's time to think about the 2019 award show schedule as the ceremonies kick off. The 2019 award show season began with the 76th Golden Globe Awards, hosted by Saturday Night Live alumnus Andy Samberg and Sandra Oh, who also won during the ceremony for her role in the series Killing Eve. Following the Globes, it's all about the 61st Grammys, culminating with the 91st Academy Awards, the Oscars. Will Black Panther, one of the highest-grossing movies ever, win an Oscar? Could Mary Poppins Returns accomplish a similar feat? Though the Golden Globe surprised many with the results, we can't be sure what will happen at the Oscars, where the competition remains stiff with hits like A Star Is Born and Crazy Rich Asians, as well as critical darlings If Beale Street Could Talk and Can You Ever Forgive Me? For the Grammy Awards, Cardi B, Kendrick Lamar, Lady Gaga, a 2019 Golden Globes winner, and Drake could also potentially win big. Here's your guide to the upcoming 2019 award show season, along with what happened at the Golden Globes, the Grammys date, and the Oscars date, and what to expect from each ceremony. What happened at the 2019 Golden Globes? The 2019 Golden Globes kicked off the 2019 awards calendar January 6th. Oh and Samberg followed 2018 Golden Globes host Seth Meyers, another Saturday Night Live alumnus, as hosts. Both actors have won Golden Globe Awards in the past for Grey's Anatomy and Brooklyn Nine-Nine, respectively. Oh won her nomination for Best Television Performance by an Actress Drama for her role in Killing Eve, joining a list of actors who have won awards during a ceremony they hosted. Despite early speculation that the duo was an unexpected choice, the two made some funny and some less funny jokes in their opening monologue, poking fun at Lady Gaga of A Star Is Born and giving effusive compliments to other stars in lieu of roasting everyone. Bradley Cooper's A Star Is Born was expected to win big at the 76th Golden Globes, but it didn't sweep. The movie only won one award for Shallow, the soundtrack's first single in Best Original Song Motion Picture. Instead, the Queen biopic Bohemian Rhapsody swept the award show, despite less than stellar reviews. If Beale Street Could Talk, Barry Jenkins' adaptation of James Baldwin's 1974 novel of the same name, was another favorite with multiple nominations. Regina King took home the prize for Best Supporting Actress in a Motion Picture for her turn as Sharon Rivers. On the television side of things, the Kominsky method was lauded despite negative criticism, but it wasn't all a surprise. Rachel Brosnahan won Best Actress in a Musical or Comedy TV Series for her Marvelous Mrs. Maisel performance. What's the difference between the Oscars and the Golden Globes? Though the Golden Globes started the season, this award show was not the only chance for actors to nab accolades. The Oscars, coming in February, will give many of the same films another shot at glory. What's the difference? Technically, there are two differing factors. While the Academy Awards honors work in film exclusively, the Golden Globes have awards for both film and television. And another notable difference between the two award shows, the pool of voters that decides each category's winner. The Golden Globe Awards are chosen by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, a nonprofit that has donated millions of dollars to charities, funds, and more that are devoted to entertainment and the arts. The Academy Awards is presented by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. The Golden Globe Awards also includes Best Picture categories for both drama and musical/comedy films, which can help to pave the way for more widely popular flicks. What can I expect at the 2019 Academy Awards? The Academy's turn comes in February when the Oscars date is the 24th, airing live on CBS at 8 p.m. Eastern from the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles. A host for the show is yet to be announced, and this article will be updated when the Academy announces the 2019 Oscars host. Originally, the Academy chose Kevin Hart, but he stepped down following controversy surrounding homophobic tweets that had resurfaced. The actor-comedian tweeted he didn't want to be, quote, a distraction on a night that should be celebrated by so many amazing, talented artists. Hart's decision to step down followed an Instagram post explaining that he refused to apologize for the tweets, as the Academy had asked him to do so. This year's nominations will be announced January 22nd. Until then, speculation continues to center on similar films to the Globes. A Star is Born and If Beale Street Could Talk continue to be top contenders, and the film Roma from Oscar-winning director Alfonso Cuarón is also getting a lot of buzz. But it was also a year of biopics. Green Book tells the story of a white man who accompanied acclaimed black pianist Don Shirley on a tour throughout the South during Jim Crow. Vice follows the trials and tribulations of Vice President Dick Cheney. First Man shows man's first mission to the moon, with Ryan Gosling as astronaut Neil Armstrong. Green Book won Best Picture Drama at the Golden Globes, so it's possible the movie will win big again at the Oscars. Whether these true stories bring true glory this year remains to be seen. Who won big at the 2018 Oscars was not much of a surprise. Guillermo del Toro's The Shape of Water led the award show last year with the most nominations, including Best Picture, Director, and Original Score. Other early favorites like Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri succeeded too, with lead Frances McDormand beating I, Tonya's Margot Robbie for Best Actress. Earlier this year, the Academy announced its plan to add a category for Outstanding Achievement in Popular Film, which was designed to recognize films like Avengers or Crazy Rich Asians for being fan favorites. The plan was put on hold in September, and the category will not be added in 2019. But if Jordan Peele winning the Original Screenplay Award in 2018 for Get Out was any indication, it's safe to expect the unexpected at the Academy Awards this year. Okay, what can I expect at the 2019 Grammys? The Grammys date is February 10th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and the show will be broadcast live on CBS from the Staples Center in Los Angeles. The host for the show has yet to be announced, though James Corden held down the musical for it at the 2017 and 2018 Grammys. Nominations for the Grammys were announced in December, and only music released from October 1, 2017 to September 30, 2018 was eligible for the 2019 Grammy Awards. Anything released after that September cutoff date can't be considered for voting. Kendrick Lamar and Drake lead this year's nominations, with many other hip-hop artists, including Cardi B and Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino, in the top two. Childish Gambino's This Is America is nominated for four awards: Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Best Rap Sung Performance, and Best Music Video. The music video made waves for its use of metaphors about gun violence, police brutality, and racism in the U.S. The music video for Joyner Lucas's I'm Not Racist, which explores similar themes, is also nominated. Alicia Cara's win for Best New Artist in 2018 was the ceremony's only female win for a major category. Perhaps in response to that controversy, the Recording Academy, the body of artists that decides the winners of the Grammy Awards, invited 900 new members to join its ranks earlier this fall as part of its new Task Force on Diversity and Inclusion. Part of the objective here is to ask people to join us, to be part of the change to diversify the Academy and the industry as a whole, Task Force Chair Tina Chen told Billboard. This isn't the only change to the Recording Academy this year. The number of nominees for Best New Artist, Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and Album of the Year has been increased from 5 to 8 in another effort to broaden the Academy's flexibility and reach.